Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul often asked his brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for him. He urged the Colossian Christians, "Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." Colossians 4:2-4. When we are praying, we should remember those who are preaching the gospel, especially those who are working in difficult and dangerous fields. Our prayer should also include praying for the opening of doors to preach the gospel in places like Russia, China, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. God alone can open the doors to communities and nations. Paul's purpose in preaching was to make the mystery of Christ manifest. The word manifest literally means to make shine. Paul requested the prayers of the Colossians, "that I may make it, the mystery of Christ, manifest as I ought to speak." That little word ought, de in the Greek, means it is necessary, it is essential. What was necessary or essential for Paul to preach? A careful reading of Paul's sermons in the book of Acts and of his epistles will furnish us the information we need about his preaching and ours. For example, Paul told the Ephesian elders, "Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Acts 20:26-27. We do not have a complete record of the great truths Paul preached at Ephesus, but we can know some of what he preached. Modern preachers must study the Word to know what to preach and how to preach it. They must have the courage to preach it. The apostle preached God's plan of salvation. He reminded the Galatians, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians 3:26-27. He knew what he had done to become a Christian and preached that plan wherever he traveled. Ananias, a heaven-sent preacher, commanded Saul of Tarsus, who later became the Apostle Paul, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Could Paul have preached what God ordained him to preach, had he neglected to tell men what to do to be saved? Are modern preachers who emphasize only the social aspects of the gospel preaching what God has commanded all men to believe and preach? There is no excuse for failing to tell men and women what they must do after they obey the gospel. Throughout Paul's letters, there is strong emphasis on Christian living. Paul commanded the Romans, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Bless them who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men." Romans 12:2, 9, 10, 14, and 17. Many modern preachers deliberately dodge any topic they perceive to be negative. For example, Dr. Robert Schuller refuses to preach on sin, he says, because Jesus did not do so. Does Dr. Schuller know what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount? "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew 5:28-29. Did Jesus teach that adultery was sin? He told the woman taken in adultery, "Go and sin no more." John 8:11. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.